Now, we come out of Genesis into, was it on water? This morning when I quit, God was merciful. His anger, He said, I will destroy all flesh, men that I've created. But whenever when Noah found grace in the eyes of God, it kind of all changed. That tells me that when we come unto Him and repent and we see we have went wrong, we have done this or that or something other, God is great. His mercy is everlasting. And His truth is unto all generations. All right. The ark. In the 8th verse, 8th chapter in the 4th verse, it said, and the ark rested in the 7th month on the 17th day of the month upon the mount of, I can't say that. All right. But can you imagine that it left the ground and sailed to safety and it settled down to have 8 people to start another creation. And God was so pleased, still pleased with them, He destroyed everybody else. But He was so pleased with Noah and his family. And He made a covenant with Noah and his family. And He said, you know, He said, I'll make a covenant. And He said, when I bring the clouds over the earth, He said, I will put a bowl in the clouds and forever. And it was so. And even today, whenever it rains, and you look closely and you'll find a bowl. And He said, and then you can remember my covenant with you that never again that all flesh will be destroyed with water. When you see the bowl, remember my covenant that I have made with man. And that's awesome. Whenever the clouds begin to form and take shape, after destroying the whole world with rain, with water, boy, I tell you what, sometimes we can see a bow and it's pretty, it's shiny, it don't need no fixing, it don't need no painting, its colors are just as plain and beautiful, no doubt as it was whenever He placed the bow in the clouds. And, you know, if when I see the bow, I remember the covenant that He made with man. And whenever I think of Jesus, through Him, we have life and we have an everlasting. And it'll be as everlasting as the bow is the rose. And we're going on to Sodom and Gomorrah. Again, God's people turned against Him. They went after strange flesh. They went after strange gods. They left God. And He said, I come down. I hear the cries. And He talked to Abraham. And Abraham began to plead for Sodom and Gomorrah. And He was full of mercy. He said, if I can find 50 people, I will not destroy it. And He come from on down to 10, and they couldn't find 10 people, righteous people. And it was so, God destroyed the place. And we're going on to Egypt. Whenever God performed a little man, and put him among the bulrush in a little ark. And he was there and he was safe. God showed mercy because his people was in bondage. They was in trouble. And God knew what was that. God knew just exactly how to deliver them. And Moses grew and grew, and God took care of him, and finally it come today. He said, Moses, I want you to go and deliver my people out of bondage. What a work that God did for mankind. But they didn't get nowhere out there. I know they began to turn away from God. I'm mumbling and grumbling and growling and about like we do today. If something just don't go to suit us, we fall all apart. Pharaoh, you know, at one point Moses went to Pharaoh. He said, let God's people go. God said, let my people go, that they might go and serve me. Pharaoh said, who is God? Who is the Lord? I don't know the Lord, neither will I let Israel go. But God had a plan. God knows how to work things. But went on and on. From Sodom and Gomorrah into Egypt, going on from one crisis to another, God showed the same love to his people that he had from the beginning, to them that served him. But I'm here to tell you, the Bible said that, be aware, your sins will find you out. We can do whatever we want to do. You can hide it from me, you can hide it from this and or that, but you can't hide it from God. God knows the heart. And he's merciful. The worst man that's ever traveled on this land, God is forgiving. And if you'll come to him in faith believing, God will forgive him and have mercy on him. And it goes on from one thing to another. But you notice, from that on, God didn't destroy big cities hardly, like he did Sodom and Gomorrah. But it went on and the thing began to change. As God dealt with his people, he would bless them and bless them, and they would turn from him. And they would turn to the devil. It's easier to listen to the devil than it does to listen to God. I don't know why that people would rather to serve the devil is serve God. Whenever trouble comes, they begin to call on God. And I'm here to tell you that there's coming a day that God will not hear you. He will turn a deaf ear unto people that choose to serve. He said to strive to enter in. And that meant every day. Whatever it takes to serve God, that's what it takes. And I know the message has been short tonight, but you read about God and how merciful he can get angry. He can get angry enough to just destroy the whole world. Boy, he can see somebody begin to shed tears in sorrow. Godly sorrow, work of repentance, and it just melts God's heart. It touches him at his heart. Can you imagine a man or woman or both for doing the best that they can for God? What a day that's going to be whenever. As I said this morning, God said whatever he made was very good. And the Bible says eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It's never entered in to the heart of man what things God has got in store for them that serve him. I want to see that. There's a lot of wonderful sights in this land that we could go see, drive for miles, but they don't even scratch the surface than to compare what God has in store for us. That will go all the way for Him. But I'm here to tell you, this past year, things is happening fast. Real fast. It's so fast, it's scary. And I said this morning, I don't know if we'll ever see another Christmas in this world or not, the way things are going. And we better make much of it. Take God as His word and live for Him. You have a few scattered words, and I'm going to ask Melissa come to the piano. Let's stand. If she plays, if there's anything that bothers you from serving God, right here's a place to get rid of it. Thank God for everything that you've got and serve Him. And He'll see you through all your troubles, heartache, and trials.